Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
So a couple days away from spring training baseball. Tell me you're not excited. Oh, man. So the dormant free agent market has, I guess, ended, although there's still a bunch of players that haven't signed contracts. Big news coming down the chute on Tuesday, although not official. It's official, just not official. I assume you've heard by now, maybe not, the former Baltimore Oriole, and very briefly, Los Angeles Dodger, Manny Machado. He has a new home. He is headed to the cellar in the National League West, otherwise known as San Diego. That's right. He will shift down I-5, and he will shift down the National League standings there. Now, the media reports indicate it is a 10-year contract for $300 million gazillion. Now, if that is true, and no one's saying it's not true, that would make it the largest free agent contract in the history of American sport, which shows you how great it is that an athlete who admits to not being interested in, you know, playing hard gets the biggest contract in the history of North American sport. That really sums up where we're all at. Of course, the assumption is that Bryce Harper, maybe today, if not tomorrow, will sign the next mega millions, gazillions contract. So Manny Machado becomes the second big free agent to go to San Diego in as many years. This one much bigger than last year. So the Padres, who lost 96 games, four away. I always get upset when the summertime when it's 99. I always say I hate the number 99. I would rather get to 100. And if you lose 96, why not just go all the way to 100? I feel like you're even bad at losing. You can't even get to 100. You lose 96 games. But that's where the Friars were last year. They are not expected to sniff the playoffs. In the gambling world, there's the sucker bet. Like some dumb people see this signing and say, well, Machado's a Padres, so I'm going to bet on the Padres. And the bookmaker laughs. Ha 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 ha. I will take your money. You simpleton. You rube. Bring all the peasants to my house and put your money on the table. All right, so let's discuss. Now, what are your initial reactions to Machado going to San Diego? Now, for years, we had heard that Manny Machado was going to break the bank, and certainly he did break the bank. However, it turns out, though, that the original plan didn't quite live up to the dream. Right? You know that quote, it turns out that plans are an invitation to disappointment. Right? Oftentimes they don't happen the way you thought. For example, let me explain. Manny Machado ended up $100,002,758 from his dream. Now, if you don't understand, the deal was supposed to be for $400 million gazillion. It's only 300. Hopefully he'll be okay. Hopefully he'll be all right. I think so. He also wanted to wear pinstripes. I don't think the Padres wear pinstripes anymore. I think they got rid of those. Maybe they'll bring him back for Machado. And if he wants to visit the team he really wanted to play for, he's going to have to rent a car from Enterprise and drive 2,758 miles. That's how many miles it is from Petco Park to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. 2,758 miles. Good luck. Good luck on that. Have fun. Why not? It'll only take you 2 days and 3 hours nonstop driving to get from San Diego to the Big Apple. Now, the good news is Machado can afford a nice therapy dog. and meds. There's some beautiful beaches in San Diego you can walk around on, and I think he'll be all right. There are other positives. Like playing for the Padres, Manny Machado has a hall pass to be lazy. We know the man loves to be lazy. He's not going to face that intense scrutiny from the Padres. He's not. He hustles half the time. That's a win-win. And, yeah, there'll be people calling the post-game Padres talk shows, and they'll be upset, and they'll complain about Machado not hustling. And there'll be people, a few of them, on social media that will complain and say, I don't like the guy. He's not playing hard. But overall, Machado can bring the sloth-like act to the Padres, and he will slip through the cracks. He's going to get paid $185,000 per game. Even when he takes a day off, he gets $185,000. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Now, part B of this, for the Padres, this is the proverbial short-term gain for, you know, long-term pain. Like, short-term, it's a win. The Padres are a better baseball team today than they were yesterday. All right? San Diego, it's a one-horse town. Or in this case, a one pro sports team town. There's no NBA there. The NBA tried a couple times. The Rockets or the Clippers didn't work out. The NFL, they should be there, but they're not. They're hanging out as the ugly redheaded stepchild in Carson, California. And then you've got the NHL, which I don't think has ever been San Diego way. So the Padres are all that's left professional sports-wise in America's finest city. And they've got, I work there, I love San Diego, great Mexican food, SeaWorld, I guess, is that still in business? They got the Wild Animal Park, which I like more than the zoo. Many people praise the San Diego Zoo. I like the Wild Animal Park more than the zoo. That's my choice. Amazing beaches, a lot of great outdoor activity. If you like golfing, you can golf. And Machado, I don't know if he's a golfer or not. It is just a short drive away from paradise. Not just a short drive. And so that's where he gets to live. And he doesn't have to worry about the playoffs. Doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't have to worry about intense media coverage and all that. That would have happened with the Yankees. And the White Sox were interested. He avoids the south side of Chicago, the baddest part of town. He avoids that. Now, some are, as I referenced this earlier, but some are trying to say, well, the Padres now with Machado, they got something. And they are better, but are they a contender in the National League? Is this something that the big boys in the National League have to worry about? No. It doesn't shift the balance of power in the National League West. Now, that doesn't mean the bookmaker won't take sucker bets on the Padres to do something. But the thing about the Padres is they're in this continual holding pattern where the baseball wonks, the nerds that love the advanced data and data continue to hoot and holler about how just give it a couple years, the Padres are going to be great in a couple years. They've got this website, I don't think it's a website, like a Twitter feed. It's like the pipeline, they call it. The guys from the minor leagues going to the major leagues. And they can't say enough nice things about the Padres. They can't say enough nice things about the San Diego Padres. And I'm always of the opinion, much like the state motto in the state of Missouri, I'm in a show-me state of mind with young players. I don't care how good they look in the minor leagues. I don't care how fast they run, how much they can bench. Can they get it done at the top level? That's all I care about. I'm not going to change my mind until I see and I have some proof that they can get it done. For every blue-chip minor league player who becomes a star or a megastar, you have 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 that do a face plant and are either mediocre or don't even make it at all. But now the Padres have Eric Hosmer, who they signed last year, and now they have Machado as the bookend veterans around a parade of, let's face it, faceless nobodies who wear Padre uniforms, unless you're a big Frenchy Cordero or Manuel Margot fan. Oh, you know, you're like Austin Hedges, right? You're a big Austin Hedges fan, yes?
Never heard of him.
All right. So short-term good. Long-term, should Machado stay in San Diego and not leave early, he becomes dead weight. There is peer-reviewed scientific data that corroborates this fact. Now, what is my evidence? Let's go to the evidence. Robinson Cano, don't you know? Robbie Cano, who's 36 years old now, noted PED cheat with the Mariners. The Mariners just got rid of him, gave him away to the New York Mets, had to include one of their top relief pitchers. He's getting paid $24 million until he's 40. He also doesn't hustle. Miguel Cabrera, who's the gold standard for this kind of thing, Miggy. Now, Mike Ilitch, on his deathbed, the owner of the Tigers, said, you know what, I want to take care of Miguel Cabrera. I'm going to give him this ridiculous contract, and that was his final act. Then he checked out. And Miggy, his age 39, actually his age, what is he? He's in his late 30s. He's going to be 42 in 2025. So he's got a couple years to go. He's in his late 30s. He hadn't been very good. He's owed $30 million a year until 2025. And he's already pretty much done. And then you've got Albert Pujols, who is going to be 39 this year. The Angels will be paying him $28 million because he used to be good for the cheating Cardinals back in the day. He's got 2 years and $69 million left on his contract in Anaheim after this season. Now, as far as Machado, there is an opt-out. We told you there'd be all kinds of loopholes and all that. Well, we've already been informed there's an opt-out on this contract after the fifth year. So it's really a five-year contract for $150 million, let's say, and then we'll speculate the last 5 years are for another $150 million, which means Machado could become a free agent after the age of 30. Of course, the only way Manny Machado would leave that contract is if he is really good. If he is average, if he is below average, this is an albatross that is firmly planted on the Padres' payroll, and you got to sell a lot of fish tacos to pay $30 million a year at Padre games. A lot of them. A lot of them. All right, last word on this. Now, Manny Machado does not, as we said, change the balance of power in the National League. No mountains are being moved here. And nobody associated with this move as far as the opposition. You go to the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks and Giants aren't even trying. They know they blow. But the teams that are trying in the National League, the Cubs, the cheating Cardinals, the Brewers, the Phillies, the Nationals, the Braves, the teams that are trying to win, none of them are having anxiety and nausea because Machado is going to be in San Diego. All right, now, Machado, here's the catch on this. His signature move, I would say in all of baseball, but certainly in his time in Los Angeles, his signature move as a Dodger was not hustling in the World Series. That is the thing that he is most famous for. Machado batted 182 against the Red Sox in the World Series, and I believe he drove in all of his runs, I think, in the first game of the World Series, and that was it. He just vanished, exit stage right against Boston, and that was the whole reason the Dodgers picked him up, is for this great performance in the World Series to push them over the top. How'd that go? Not so much. But the one positive you will say about Machado being a dog and not hustling is he did not lie about that. And I'll give him credit. He said, I do not hustle. My name is Manny Machado, and I am a fat pig. I don't hustle. And you know what? He wasn't lying. The man was honest. He said, I'm not Johnny Hustle, which is, got that wrong as far as the name. But, hey, that's fine. And now he can fall off the grid just like Mike Trout in Anaheim, and it's actually good for Machado. Now, how soon, do you ask, before buyer's remorse sets in for the Padres? I know that's taboo to talk about. But say buyer's remorse, well, certainly after year five, guaranteed, because if that means he's opted in, and then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And there's also something else with Machado. I saw this a little bit with the Dodgers, that it appears to be a smoke and mirror situation. Like a lot of the power numbers, that the home runs he hit in Maryland are not home runs at Dodger Stadium, right? You have this thing called the thick marine layer coming off the Pacific Ocean, and night games in particular at Dodger Stadium becomes a problem. Guess what? That marine layer doesn't stop. It goes all the way to San Diego. The Pacific Ocean, I don't know if you know the geography, but it goes all the way down the Pacific coast, and that goes through San Diego too. And so you have that little dew in the air. It gets a little wet, damp, and all that. Baseball doesn't usually go as far. So Machado, the power numbers, he has been the beneficiary of that ballpark, Camden Yards, the conditions in Baltimore. In fact, his power numbers, he's played more games on the road in his career, but his home runs, he's hit almost 35% more home runs in his career at Camden Yards than he has on the road. So anyway, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Talk about that if you want. Show me your baseball, San Diego. Holy Friar Tuck. What would my friend Hacksaw say if he was here? I don't know. We say hello to Edmund, Dallas, Steamboat, Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Garcia, right over there.
As a fan of a small market baseball team, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Buccos.
I'm torn by this signing because it's kind of cool to see one of the little guys get one of the big guys. Because as we mentioned, you know, a couple weeks ago, it's weird that, you know, Machado and Harper are not going to go to one of the marquee teams of baseball. Not going to go to the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cubs. So it's kind of cool to see that. But on the same hand, he's not going to do anything to help them win. If you told me the Pirates could sign Manny Machado for 10 years and $300 million, I would say no thank you. To tie up that amount of money on one guy. And he's been on a terrible team and not helped them do any better, the Baltimore Orioles. He's not going to help the Padres really that much, is he? I mean,
well, he's a good player.
He's a good player,
he'll put up monster numbers again, you know, in Arizona against the Rockies, and he'll just fatten up on teams like that. But how about the owner of the Padres? This guy Ron Fowler, isn't he the owner of Padres?
Who that is.
Well, he's in his mid to late 70s, right?
Oh, all right.
And I was trying to figure out how did he make his money?
Real estate.
He private equity investments. He like a hedge fund, I think.
Okay.
Right, I think it's like a hedge fund.
I'd never heard of it until you mentioned his
name. I remember because he went on the radio last year. I think it was last year, and just destroyed the Padres, just ripped the team on the radio how bad they were playing, and I thought that was pretty good. I think maybe not a hedge fund, but he was some kind of investment thing that Fowler made. I always want to know how these people make their money. So I think that's it. So, good for them. I assume the Padres aren't going to lose money on this.
Yeah, if you're a sports fan in San Diego, are you going to call the Padres and say, give me season tickets tomorrow? Manny Machado is in town. Is this a guy that's going to excite you to go out to the ballpark and watch him?
Who would really excite you anyway to go see a Padre game? You know, who's going to get you off your ass? You know.
Yeah.
We used to have Padre fans that called the show, but they stopped years ago. They stopped calling the show years ago.
How long ago? Who was still playing on the Padres when they were calling in?
Let's see here.
Benito Santiago?
Ken Caminiti.
The late, great Ken Caminiti. Maybe Bip Roberts? Could be the Bip Roberts years. Greg Vaughn. Remember Greg Vaughn, the big steroid slugger, allegedly? Yeah, Greg Vaughn there. Could be that era of Padre baseball, which was with Ken Caminiti. And Andy Ashby. Kevin Brown. Those Padres.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So another twist, another turn here in the life and times of the man that is the poster child of the diva football player, Antonio Brown. He is at it again. Now, if you were not following along, maybe you just turned the radio on here. We like you. Welcome. We're here all night. Try the show. Try the podcast. If you like the show, you're going to love the podcast. So if you've not heard the latest here, Antonio Brown had a meet and greet in Pittsburgh. He chatted with Art Rooney II, the man in charge of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the guardian of the franchise. It took place on Tuesday afternoon, and we are told the GM of the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, was there, some other big brass from Pittsburgh. They were having a caucus, and right there was Antonio Brown on the other side. There was his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, and they had a meet and greet. Did they have any headway? Did they make any headway in this meeting? Well, depends on who you believe. Antonio Brown said they had a, quote, great meeting in which they, quote, cleared the air on several issues. Antonio also claimed that Rooney, and he both agreed that it's time to move on, close quote. So that's his version of events. Now, Drew Rosenhaus also, we're 99.99999% sure, the agent leaked that everyone agreed the trade will be for the best. That somehow leaked out of the room to Adam Schefter. You think that came from Art Rooney II or Drew Rosenhaus? I'm going to go with Rosenhaus. I'm going to go with Rosenhaus on that. So now the Steelers have not confirmed that. They didn't issue a statement saying, hey, we're trading this guy. They didn't say that. In fact, they're telling a slightly different version of events to the Pittsburgh media. They are saying, at least according to the media in Pittsburgh, that the meeting was not an attempt to try to patch things up, so you don't have to worry about that. But rather, Art Rooney II was very curious. Rooney wanted to know why the hell Antonio Brown had become a douchebag, why he was so disobedient. And they were trying to get to the bottom of it, like what made him snap here? That's the story that they're passing on through the media in Pittsburgh. Now, remember, in life, you should have learned this as a kid, there are always three sides to a story. If you're on a jury, you need to remember this. There are three sides to the story. There's your side of the story, there's their side of the story, and then there's the truth. Right? Now, some people, I call them Kool-Aid drinkers, and they believe anything. They're a bunch of lemmings, and whatever people are told, they're like, oh, yeah, that's true. Why would he lie? Why would he lie? So Antonio Brown saying, had great meeting, cleared the air, time to move on. His agent is saying, everyone agreed, trade is for the best. That's what they're saying, but the Steelers are not saying that. And even if they did say that, you say, well, hold on, let's take a step back. So let's discuss the question, what do you make of the latest plot twist involving Antonio Brown? Now, number one, watching all of this play out in real time in recent weeks, you know what it feels like to me? I'll tell you. Choreographed. That's what it feels like. It's like Antonio Brown, when he's not hanging out on South Beach and schmoozing and doing whatever he's doing, it's like he's watching Michael Douglas. He's playing the Michael Douglas role in the movie Falling Down, that old movie Falling Down. And it's like he's blaming Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger for his problems, and he then angrily lashes out. His vehicle is social media at the people he comes across. He's unhappy. Right, just like that movie, the plot line of that movie, he's having a hissy fit, very public hissy fit, and it's gone on for several weeks. A more modern reference, or contemporary, if you will, for Antonio Brown would be what? Charlie Sheen. About 10 years ago, Charlie Sheen had a very popular TV show he was a part of, and then he had a nuclear reactor-type situation on social media, and that was it. Roseanne as well, more recently. And it's like Antonio Brown is, you know, scouring the interweb to find all the bad apples and all the troublemakers and combine them together into an oil painting. You know, figuring, hey, if I become a large enough evildoer on social media, the Steelers are going to cut bait. They're going to say it's not worth it. And he wants to be ostracized. He would like to be thrown off the island. Now, a lot of this is on, and all of it's on Antonio Brown, but there are some mitigating factors here. For example, Antonio Brown was enabled to become the creature on social media that he's become by Mike Tomlin's encouragement. His positive coaching style created Frankenstein, and now they can't control Frankenstein, and they're upset. They're like, wait a minute, I wanted Frankenstein, but I only want Frankenstein on the field. I don't want Frankenstein on Twitter and Instagram. I don't like it. Now, number two, as you listen here, and you've hopefully listened quite a bit over the last couple of months, I've been very clear about my position. My position has not changed. You can call me bullheaded. I am a Taurus, and as our friend Andrea knows, the astrologer and all that, she understands that when you're a Taurus, you're bullheaded. That's what you are. And Antonio Brown is a wonderful player. He is one of the top three players at his position. He is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame when this is all done. He's a transcendent player. you can get a solid receiver. I don't doubt that there's some hotshot college prospect who's a suspect who will turn out to be a good player and could very well end up in Pittsburgh and could play alongside Juju Smith-Schuster and merrily down the road we go. But rarely are you going to find a centerpiece like Antonio Brown. He is a generational talent. Now, my theory is that the Steelers need to do something that they have yet to do, and that is let calmer heads prevail. You need to be the mature one here and hold an intervention. Antonio Brown is that good. I hold an intervention. Now, it might not work. The intervention might not work, but you try the intervention. Is he a diva? Yes. Check mark. He checks that box. Does he say stomach-turning things that upset people? Yes. Does that mustache look ridiculous? Yes, it does. I think nobody will deny those things. But you don't reward bad behavior by giving Antonio Brown what he wants. It would be foolish for the higher-ups in Pittsburgh to let him go for a song and a dance. It would not be right. It is cheaper to hire a therapist to get meds to work things out. That is the cheaper way to go here. And you know, look at the offense in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger is going to turn 37 in early March. Coming up. He last season was the 12th ranked quarterback in football. He was 15th in yards per attempt, which is close to middle of the bell curve. He was number one, tied for the top spot in interceptions last year. Roethlisberger is going to degenerate over the next couple of years. The numbers are going to go down for Roethlisberger. You can push that back a little bit by continuing to employ Antonio Brown and have him catch passes. The Steelers are going to end up, if they trade Antonio Brown, downgrading their roster. They already missed the playoffs last year, and now they're going to take another step back without Antonio Brown if they were to get rid of him. It is a move that they will regret. Now, they'll regret it for the next couple of years. Do I want Antonio Brown 3 years from now? No. Do I want him in 2019 and 2020? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I'm guilty. It's a guilty pleasure. And the final point of this, for the Steelers to trade Antonio Brown now would be the old saying, cutting off your nose to spite your face. Okay? It is an overreaction to a problem. It's a problem that can be adjudicated without the nuclear option of a trade because you're not going to get fair return on investment. You sell pennies on the dollar. It's kind of like the Eddie Garcia theory on yard sales. Eddie revealed yesterday that he's going to have a yard sale, and it's a no-haggle yard sale. It's a no-haggle yard. You just say, whatever you want. I don't care. There's no haggling. You know, you want that nice new television still in the box for $50? Sure, it's yours. No problem. $20? Okay, even better. I'll take $20 from you. I didn't have $20 before. I'll take $20. No haggling. So is Pittsburgh willing to do a no-haggle deal? Those aren't the Steelers I know. Now, I've never been a Steeler fan, but they strike me as a pretty vindictive bunch in Pittsburgh with some of the games they want to play with Le'Veon Bell or said to want to play. So how does this change? They go, well, they had a meeting. Fine. We'll see if the adults in the room do the right thing. Now, some are saying the Steelers have to trade Antonio Brown before March 17th. That is a point of demarcation, and Brown has to be traded because he's owed a roster bonus at that particular point of $2.5 million. So if he's going to be moved, it has to be moved sooner. They have to expedite the process to get rid of him. Again, I wouldn't trade him. I would not get rid of him. And if they do trade him, they're going to give him away. I would think that the Steelers would try to send him. My theory is they want to send him as far away from relativity, you know, excitement and playoff football as possible, which would be football Siberia, the Cardinals or the Redskins, someone like that, where you're off the map and you know you're just kind of hanging out, twisting in the wind. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. How was that, Jay, in Florida? Was that short enough for you? We say hello to Edmund, Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Steeler fanboy, Charger season ticket holder, yard sale guy, Garcia.
First of all, it's a garage sale. It's not a yard sale. I don't have a yard, so there'll be no yard sale.
Excuse me, Eddie.
And the stuff that I'm getting rid of.
Is it a flea market? You're going to have a flea market in front of your...
I don't know.
Are there any fleas in the stuff you're getting? You have dogs. Market. There might be fleas there.
No, my wife is fanatical about no fleas. She would go crazy if she found fleas.
Really?
So the stuff for the garage sale is stuff I just want to get rid of. It's not like I'm putting anything valuable out there that I want to keep.
You
and
know how
well, I'd really love to have
is.
This,
maybe,
but...
Maybe you're underestimating.
Like what kind of stuff, Eddie?
Like a push lawnmower. A ladder that we have that I never use.
Is that a game-used lawnmower?
It is a game-used lawnmower. It's
more valuable. Game-used.
Well, I hope so.
Has that been verified?
I bought a small little electric-powered lawnmower that picks up the grass. I don't want to push lawnmower anymore.
Oh, you're such a Eddie, so spoiled.
You cut your own grass? I don't cut my grass.
Who cuts your grass, Roberto?
What? I'm Mexican. I don't cut my grass.
Racist.
So you just let it grow? Somebody cuts the grass,
yeah,
right?
I got a lot. I got a.
You got a garner, yard guy?
Yeah.
Look at that. You're calling me bougie.
I know. My dad, where I live, my dad owns a property, so I pay my dad rent, and my dad got a gardener to do it.
So your dad takes care of everything?
Yeah. Because yeah. Okay. He can't do the gardening anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So there he hired somebody.
I got you. All right.
Roberto taking it to another level there.
Do you know what kind of lawnmower do you have? You have one you sit down in and you drive around? That'd be fun.
Who,
you,
me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. Wouldn't those be fun, though?
Yeah.
I could totally be a gardener if I could just sit on one
of those. That's what I told my dad. You want me to cut the grass? You might be one of those. I'll cut the grass.
How much fun would that be?
Holding a beer.
It's like you're on Autopia at Disneyland. you're cutting grass. It'd be fun, man. It'd be great.
My backyard is like 10 by 10 feet or so. It's tiny.
I got a small backyard, too, so I know. I understand that. I got you. All right. Very good. So, Eddie, I'm maintaining my position.
I know
did
you
a
are.
Compelling
well,
mile,
you,
mile
as
long.
You said, you are a Taurus. You are a bullheaded. You know what? And that's there's no doubt about that.
I wouldn't trade him. It's going to be a mistake. This dude is going to make a mistake.
I am a Libra, which are the scales. I am balanced.
You're balanced.
That's right.
I don't know about that.
Fair and balanced.
I'm the fair one on the show. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I'm bull. Yeah, full of bull.
I'm absolutely fair here. Fair Maller. Fair-minded Maller.
Have you done any Maller monologues about how the New Orleans Pelicans should not trade Anthony Davis?
No, I
why
don't
not?
I've done
why
that.
Is this what? Different? Why is this a
well,
different situation?
I said they shouldn't trade him to the Lakers. I said that. I've done several
on that. Anthony Davis does not want to play for the New Orleans Pelicans, and so they're going to get rid of him because he doesn't want to play for them anymore. It's the exact same thing with the Steelers. Antonio Brown does not want to play for the Steelers anymore, so you get rid of that guy.
I would keep – well, if I was the Pelicans, I would hold on to Antonio. And if I – the unibrow, I would hold on to him, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to play for you anymore.
But basketball is different than football. It's a totally different thing.
You're right. It's more important to hold on to your stars than in football. In football, you can get away with getting rid of a wide receiver, even how great as he is.
I promise you, Eddie, you will say, boy, I wish we had Antonio Brown.
I am sick of his crap. I'm done with it. Go away.
You don't even work for the team. Who cares? The people that should
be upset
are Tomlin.
I'm sick of hearing about it. Let somebody else worry about it. I'm tired of this guy.
Well, then don't pay attention to it. If Tomlin's upset,
how can I not pay attention to it? It's all they're talking about.
Then don't consume it. Don't consume the stars.
No choice. I'm living in it.
No, you're not living in it. You're not living in. You're far from Pittsburgh. You don't have to live in it.
Hey, you shut up.
I don't have. Make me shut up. Come make me shut up. Because this show is bouncier than ever, Eddie. That was a bouncier monologue. You know that? Bouncier, 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 bouncier.
The ball has more air pressure and bounces higher, but it is not bouncier.
That guy.
Bloody awesome.
It's quite. Should we make the big announcement now, or should we wait for the big announcement?
Yeah, I just bit my tooth out.
Are we ready for the big announcement?
I don't know what the big announcement Koopa
Loop,
is.
Are we ready for the big announcement? It's going to change the show. It's a game changer.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, let's do it.
Can we have a drum roll, Roberto?
Oh, I don't know what this is. I'm excited. Maybe.
This
I don't know.
Is very exciting
suspenseful.
Here. This is very exciting. Voting is now underway for the 2018 Benny Awards. Greatness in Sports Talk Radio on the Ben Maller Show. We will give out awards this Sunday. This Sunday, voting is underway. Koopa Loop will be tweeting out. It's a link, and we're trying to limit. Years ago, we had a lot of cheating.
That seems appropriate
Russian,
for the Ben Maller Show.
We had Russian bots involved in this, and it was terrible. So
collusion.
We have a similar format to last year. One vote per electric device, right? Or was it per email? Is that how it works?
I mean, you have to sign in using a Google account, whether it's Gmail or whatever. Yeah.
So if you don't have
how many Gmail accounts does Blind Scott have?
We'll find out.
Oh boy!
So if you don't have Google, you're screwed. We don't care about you. We hate you. You're not allowed to vote, is what Koopa Loop is saying. Only if you have Google can you choose who the caller of the year is. We have some great categories here, and one vote per customer. I can't have access to it, Koop, because I clicked one of the things there, so I can't even look at the ballot because it won't allow you to look back at the ballot. But you can vote for all of the categories here. Rookie Caller of the Year. We have a new category this year. The top fight on the show during the year 2018. A lot of instances that happened there. Caller of the Year, the Jeannie and Medford Memorial Caller of the Year for the year 2018. That's going to be a very close race. We had controversy last year. Weedman Hippie was the winner. He lost his title in disgrace, and that moved down to Real Talk, who took home the title. Real Talk thinks he should win outright this year. We have that. I will be tweeting out later, likely several hours after the show, a link. We're going to have a different, separate vote for the social media, really the Twitter contribution of the year. And so we'll have a couple of brackets on that, because there's a lot of people that send us content on Twitter, and they will be able to contribute via that, and you can vote on that quite often.
So take that in your pooper and pop it.
Yeah. So the voting is underway, Eddie. There you go.
That's we also have I don't know if we've done this, at least not when I've been producer of the show, but best crew fill-in of the year as well. It's a new category.
Is none of the above an option? No? Okay. None of the above is not. Not an option. But so that's a category. Do we have international caller on there? Is that
We had to scrap it this year because it would have only come down to basically Jason in Ottawa and
Terry in England. He doesn't call.
Yeah, he doesn't call.
He doesn't call. And our friend in we have a couple guys in Australia.
The Aussie guy.
The Aussie guy, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bloody awesome.
That's right. It's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll press on here.
I'm 24.
Yeah, you're a very young guy.
Let me see. I'm 25.
Yes, just like that. Marcel is up for an award.
What award is that?
You have to go vote, Eddie.
Okay.
Yes, you have to go vote. We'll be tweeting that out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koopaloo.
The other day it was reported that James Dolan has been fielding offers for the Knicks. Now, not long after that report, the Madison Square Garden company refuted it, saying that the story is, quote, 100% false. There has been nothing, no discussions, no plans to have discussions, nothing. Ben, who do you believe?
Well, I think this is bogus. I'll tell you why. The Knicks alone are actually not worth that much. Close to bupkis. Unless you get the arena, which is in the middle of Manhattan. Now that, and you got something. And the MSG Network. But really, the arena and the team. James Dolan isn't going to part with the cash cow right above Penn Station. That's not going to happen. And B, everyone has a price. We always say that. Colin Kaepernick had a price. James Dolan has a price. If someone comes up and really wants the Knicks and offers enough money, then even though he's a wealthy odd duck, he will sell the New York Knicks. But he likes having the Knicks. Even though he gets killed all the time by the media and the fans, it gives him an extra level of celebrity in New York. But I don't buy this story. Next.
Viking fans are a little upset with a tweet from Kirk Cousins the other day. Cousins said that he was mad at LeBron for leaving Cleveland the first time, but after 5 minutes in Miami, he understands why. Ben, do you think Cousins finishes his 3-year deal with the team?
Yeah, I think there's no way around it, right? This is a guaranteed contract. This is not a fake contract. It's a real contract. Number one, there's no escape clause. You can't hit eject. For better or worse, Cousins and the Vikings are married to each other for another couple years. And number two, Kirk Cousins clearly does not grasp what a deep, dark place Twitter is. He keeps trying. He's like a country bumpkin that dips his toe in Twitter and doesn't know how to use it. And he's feeding the monsters. But no, he had to worry about throwing touchdown passes. He'll be better next year. Next.
Mark Ingram said on Monday that his two goals for the rest of his career are getting to 10,000 yards and winning a championship. Well, it's hard to say whether he will accomplish the latter, but what about the former, Ben?
All right, so Ingram is 30 years old. which is typically near the end of a lifespan for a running back, which is a red flag. Your production typically plateaus. He's a combo back in New Orleans. That's a bad sign. He's got 6,007 yards in 8 seasons. He's going to have to play another 5.5 years to get to 10,000 the way he's going. Not going to happen. No way. How'd we do, Koopaloo?
Ben, you pass this at
that is a winner. Put it on the board.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And here we go with Password, brought to you by Discover Card. We treat you like you'd treat you. Let's meet our contestants for Password. It's the Joe and Joe edition. We say hello to Joe in San Antonio. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Welcome, Joe. You're still blocked on Twitter, but it's good to have you on the live radio show. And, Joe, tell the guy in Beaver Dam and his friend in Punxsutawney what you do for a living.
I drive a truck, man.
All right, hold on a sec. And all over the great state of Texas. And we go from San Antonio to Wichita and the other Joe. Hello, Joe.
Morning. How's it going?
Good morning to you. And what do you do, Joe, in Wichita? Tell the guy in Punxsutawney and his friend in Beaver Dam.
Well, if you've ever been to Peter Luger's, you've had some of my product. I work in the beef processing business.
How much beef do you guys process every day there at Peter Luger's? How much you go through?
No. Our product goes there. We process a couple hundred thousand head a day.
Wow.
Across the country.
A day. That's a lot. Where's the meat? That's a lot of meat. All right. Hold on a sec, Joe.
Take that for data.
That's a lot of data. So the original Joe in San Antonio. Who do you want to partner up with, Joe?
I think that other Joe was talking a lot of bull. I'm going to go with Eddie.
All right, Joe. Wichita Joe. Who would you like to partner up with, Wichita Joe?
Big Ben Maller.
All right, that's a good job by you. Very good. And we are going to be the team that wins. We don't have a lot of time, so let's play the game right now. And we have a list of words 1 to 10. And Joe in San Antonio got on the air first. So, Joe, please pick a number 1 to 10. And we'll get started here.
Number 3.
All right, number 3, Eddie.
All right, Joe, the password is crops.
Come on, Joe.
Corn.
No. Corn. All right, no. He said crops. The original or the second Joe in Wichita, I'm going to say barn.
Farm?
Yeah, there you go. Good job by you. See, the guy lives in Wichita. He's got an advantage. We got, what is that, 9 points? All right, good guys take the lead. And
I said corn.
Shut up. You lost.
It was farm.
It was farm,
corn.
You loser. All right, pick Joe in Wichita, pick a number 1 to 10, but not 3.
7.
Word number 7. All right. I could use the Maller maneuver on this, I think. Right? What do you think?
You could.
Think it'll work? You know the Maller maneuver, Joe, in Wichita?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. All right, here we go. I haven't done this in a while, Eddie. I'm a little rusty.
You backing up from the mic?
I'm standing up. All right. Here we go. Joe in Wichita. Here we go. Log. Log. Log.
Tree?
No! That's not what we were looking for! How dare you! No!
All right, come on, Joe. Now we need to take advantage of this opportunity.
You got it wrong, Eddie!
Ben said log. I'm going to go with cottage.
I'll say cabin.
That is correct.
No!
Tied it up. 9 apiece.
That's ridiculous. I'm protesting. What other word could you come after log than log cabin? Everyone knows a log cabin. It's in all the movies. All right, go ahead. Who's up next? I don't know. Is it the original?
Joe in San Antonio.
All right, Joe, pick a number, you dope.
Number 8.
What?
Number 8.
Number 8.
All right, there you go.
Joe in San Antonio, the password is strategy.
Plan. Klan.
Yes.
Wow. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. That was an easy word. That was an easy word. Yeah,
that's
all right.
That's what you
Joe,
say when you're,
Joe in
you
Wichita,
don't get it right.
Who doesn't know what a log cabin is, Joe, pick a number, not three, not seven, not eight, but someone between 1 and 10. Go ahead.
Number one.
Number one. Oh, that's the Daily Double. All right, here we go. Let's say, I think we had this one last week, didn't we, or 2 weeks ago? How about squeeze? Squeeze!
Ketchup?
What?
Ketchup, he said.
No! No! It would not be ketchup! It would never be ketchup. All right, go ahead, Eddie. Squeeze? What?
All right. Ben said squeeze. Joe, I'm going to go in a different direction here. Now try and focus, all right?
Yeah, it never works.
The clue is media.
Grill.
No.
Oh, my God. I said media.
He's a dope.
Where does that come from?
He's an idiot. Let's go with...
I know where he was. What he was trying to go for.
Well, I know what he was trying to go for. But
I know right, what I was trying to.
I
go
know.
For.
Yeah, you didn't. All right, let's go with pinch, pinch, squeeze, pinch,
tight.
What?
Tight. He said
tight. That's not tight.
All right, Joe. I'm not going to steer away from my strategy here. I said
dueling strategies.
I said media. Let's go with.
He doesn't work in the media.
I know.
He's a truck driver in
journalist,
Texas.
Journalist. Journalist.
Take a little more time, moron.
You could take about 30 seconds,
three,
actually.
Two, one.
Hack.
What? What? What?
Hack.
What
did he
say?
I don't know what he said.
He's saying fact.
Fact.
I think.
No, all right,
I said hack.
Throw the word out. The word we were trying to get is press. If you squeeze something, if you pinch it, you're pressing it, whatever. All
the
right.
Media, the press.
Yeah, all right. Well, who's up next? We're out of time. Crap. I blame Joe.
John Tortorella over here.
I blame Joe. I will.
Joe in San Antonio. Joe. Golden ticket.
There you go.
Got a murder. Got to go.
Really? Thank God. It's over? I can go home now? What?